The Coast Guard is working to remove fuel and other hazardous material from an abandoned fishing vessel in Unalaska's Captain's Bay. The Accutan arrived in August after a disastrous fishing season in Bristol Bay. Since then, more than half a dozen state and federal agencies have been keeping an eye on the vessel, but none are willing or able to remove it from the bay. Zoe Sobel of Alaska's Energy Desk reports city leaders are frustrated no one is taking responsibility for the derelict ship.
Fall in the Aleutians means strong winds, so strong they can cause a ship to drag anchor. That's exactly what happened on October 5th, when Unalaska Ports Director Peggy McLaughlin received a call that the fishing vessel Accutan was headed towards the beach.
It was roughly 200 yards off the beach. We were able to work with Dunlop Towing, and they went out and got a line on it, kept it off the beach, kept it from, you know, potentially breaching its hull.
That prompted the Coast Guard to take another look at the abandoned vessel. Officials determined the vessel was in imminent danger of polluting the bay. The Coast Guard has hired a salvage company to remove the remaining fuel and other hazardous substances from the Accutan. So far, Lieutenant Abby Lyon says Resolve Magone Marine has offloaded 14,000 gallons of fuel.
When it's not raining sideways and blowing 75 knots outside, they've been working on the Accutan to remove all the fuel.
With unpredictable weather, Lyons does not know when the cleanup will be completed, but she estimates there are at most 20,000 gallons left on the vessel.
As Resolve's going on board and going into some of the tanks, they're just finding, you know, that there's fuel and oily waste places that it wouldn't normally be or, you know, shouldn't be held.
So far, the Coast Guard has spent almost $2 million on the cleanup. McLaughlin, the ports director, is glad to see the fuel removal taking place, but says it doesn't solve the problem of having a large ship abandoned in a busy, ecologically important bay as winter sets in. Removing the heavy fuel will cause the Accutan to sit higher in the water, making it more susceptible to strong winds. Even with additional efforts to secure the boat, McLaughlin is concerned the ship may run aground or sink.
Captain's Bay in the wintertime can be absolutely crazy with winds, and we've seen it time and time again where anchorages don't hold.
Ultimately, McLaughlin would like to see the boat out of Unalaska waters, but there's no indication the Accutan will be moving anytime soon. After the Accutan's owners abandoned the vessel, the city was hopeful a state or federal agency would step in to remove it. But McLaughlin has found that unless there is immediate danger, like an environmental threat, there's not much that any party will do.
There's at least a half a dozen plus agencies involved with the Accutan in and of itself, and yet not one of those agencies has an opportunity or a mechanism to enact any kind of jurisdiction over dealing with the vessel itself. The Coast Guard can come in and remove some of the contaminants, but the vessel remains where it's at.
McLaughlin and community members were under the impression that once the crew abandoned ship, the Alaska Department of Natural Resources would declare the Accutan a derelict vessel and gain jurisdiction to take steps to move the ship before it sinks or runs aground. However, DNR's Clark Cox says that's not the state's responsibility. Even if it was, he says they don't have the money.
Our staffing and the funding resources are quite limited, and we don't have them for a large vessel in a remote location like this. We're oftentimes left just as incapable of dealing with these issues as local municipalities and other state agencies.
While DNR is often looked to take the lead because they own state tidelands and are responsible for waterways, Alaska statute does not specify who is responsible for taking over derelict vessels. With no one taking responsibility for this ship, it's unclear what will happen to the Accutan. The city is adamant that it needs to move, but for the foreseeable future, it will remain anchored and ghost-like in Captain's Bay. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Zoe Sobel in Unalaska.